I was in primary six.
Yeah.
So I should probably explain a bit first. When I went into primary school, I couldn't speak a single word of English. But then quickly, within 6 years, I progressed into a very high standard of English. So I was reading beyond what other people in my class would be reading. But I didn't actually think that my English would be good until we had a writing competition in school when I was in year six, and I won that competition. I didn't think I would win, but it was the first time I realized that, like, reading and writing, which I really loved, was something I could actually develop. It was the first time I realized that it was something I really enjoyed and I could keep doing it as a hobby. And I don't know how to quite how to describe it, but it was because it was so unexpected. And then I read mine, my own novel, and then, well, a novel chapter, and then I read my classmates, and then I realized that if I developed this, I could keep going, and it would be something you could almost call it a talent, and that made me realize that English as a language is very beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific. You know, I think, you know, writing and reading, they go hand in hand, you know. Often, like, the more you read, the better you get at writing. It's just, like, natural, right? So I want to know, like, what do you write and read in your own time?
Well, I like highbrow fantasy, really. Things like Lord of the Rings. And in terms of writing, I did try writing my own stuff. I plan to write a novel, actually, between year 13 and the first year of medicine. But then, because of university placements and things like that, I was so busy that I didn't actually write my novel. So at the moment, my writing's limited really to things like fanfiction. I write fanfiction for Star Wars right now, but the reason I write fanfiction isn't just because I like writing, it's because I realized that the world of fanfiction is... The common preconception for fanfiction is that it's quite... The grammar is bad,
right,
the writing
yeah.
is bad, it's only for people who want certain situations to happen. But I see fanfiction as a way for young writers to develop their interest in writing. So when I write fanfiction, I write it in order to teach a lesson about moral or ethical values, and I can develop a character in such a way as to make others realize that they have a connection to that character. And that's why I write fanfiction.
I see. Well, that's awesome, and I think it's a really great feeling when readers can relate themselves to the character. So how would you describe your writing style?
I can't avoid describing everything. I like describing things. You could say that it's because I've read so much fantasy that my writing is heavily influenced by fantasy. So everything from characterization to basic topics that the characters talk about, it's all influenced by fantasy, and like things like martial arts and Japanese philosophy, I guess. And so my writing style is based very much on description and then some dialogue, but actually the main character in the story that I'm writing right now can't actually speak. So my focus for the story is how to convey a character through actions and observation without them actually ever having opened their mouth. So it's a challenge for me because I'm trying to see whether I can write in the point of view of someone who can't speak, as well as like describing their personality and their thoughts through other characters' point of view. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. And I think like you definitely get a satisfaction after, you know, clicking, oh yeah, I should describe it this way, you know. So yeah, I also want to know, because writing is a really creativity driven process, so how do you get inspiration for yourself?
I think my mind's very active, so I imagine mostly visual things quite a lot. And sometimes when I'm walking, when I see a certain thing, I imagine I can put it into the universe in which I'm writing. For example, I'd be walking and then I'd see a puddle in the middle of the road, and then there'd be an oil slick on the puddle, and then I would imagine what it'd be like if I was describing that oil slick and if it influenced the character's decision in some way. For example, if there was an oil slick in the middle of a road and the character I was writing about was watching out for, say, a droid, then basically that would influence the entire, the way my story would run. And the way I write, well, I didn't mention it before, but the way I write is to divert is to make the reader think in detail about one thing. So if I talk about the road, I wouldn't just describe the road in general. I'd describe the surface of the road, bring their attention to one thing, and then suddenly have something jump out from something else.
Oh, yeah.
So
unexpected, right?
Yeah. So basically, it's sort of like what a director would do in a movie when they focus on one thing and make the audience realize it's one thing and how it affects, and make the audience realize how that can affect the entire running of the story in general.
Yeah. I see. So, do you mind telling us, like, how do we get to your fan fiction? Because I think you have a really organized thinking, and also, like, you have a wide, imagination land for your writing. So do you mind, telling us, you know, where we could, like, get access to your fan fiction?
I could give you my fan fiction URL, really. But I haven't updated my story since, like, almost mid-October, because I'm in med school, so it's really, really busy. I think from now on, I think I can only update from May to September now, because I'm so busy in the other months of the year that I don't have time for writing. I used to be able to write wherever and whenever, but I realized there was actually a limit as to what I could do. Because when I'm so tired, sometimes I just can't think of anything. Usually it just comes to me naturally, but it's been harder recently because I've been so busy. Like, I can give you my fan fiction URL later.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Later we could write it down on the notes section. Yeah, so, overall, last question. Just want to know, if people want to pursue writing, whatever they want to write, what advice would you give them to just get their inspiration or just kind of, like, step out of your comfort zone and just do it?
Read as much and as widely as possible. And by read, I don't mean read the young adult fiction that you see now, because I've seen a trend in the recent years of young adult fiction going towards only romance, dystopian, and things like, for example, The Hunger Games. Not a bad book in itself, but it's bad if the entirety of the young adult young adult fiction goes towards that particular genre. So when I say read widely, I mean read things like The Lord of the Rings, The Chronicles of Narnia, things which doesn't necessarily have to be fantasy, but it has to put you in a wide variety of historical and time periods, and different styles, I should say. So British American authors, translated authors from different societies, and it'll just help you have a wider range of exposure, and you can develop your own writing style that way.